The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight, my esteemed co-host, they call him Kenny Pahoski. That's right. Sometimes they call him Kenny, Skinny Kenny.
Oh, I haven't been called Skinny Kenny probably my entire life.
All right.
Good evening,
well, anyhow,
Pastor.
Tonight, he's my esteemed co-host, and we got a lot of things to talk about tonight, so we're going to get after it, aren't we?
All right.
Yeah, let me see. Well, the title of the message was, Let Them Praise Thy Great and Terrible Name, for it is holy. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. And we're going to start in Psalm 99, and it's only got nine verses, so we'll do verses 1 through 9. You ready?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Psalm 99, you said, right?
Psalm 99.
Okay, I'm there.
The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, and let the earth be moved. What do you think that's the significance of that he sits between the cherubims and the earth be moved?
I'm not sure. What is a cherubim? Is that
cherubim? They're the highest in the hierarchy of angelic beings.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Do you know who the most famous cherubim was?
Lucifer?
Yep, that's exactly
that's what I thought. Yeah, okay.
Some people think Hillary may be the second, but I don't think so. No, but Lucifer was the highest, yes. And he goes on to, and yeah, they're very powerful beings. And yep. Now, when Michael the archangel confronted Lucifer over the body of Moses, Michael said, the Lord rebuke you because he was there with God's authority. So he had the authority. Do you know who else had What man had authority over Lucifer? Could have whooped him.
Adam.
Yep, Adam did. God had given Adam the authority in the garden there. He was the boss, and he chose to listen to Eve instead of listening to God, huh?
Dumb.
Boy, it cost us a lot, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Well, let's go to verse 2. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Do you know when the New Jerusalem comes down after the Millennial Kingdom, but during that Millennial Kingdom, that it'll set up above the earth. It'll set just up high above all the people. And
yeah.
That's where you and I are going to dwell. We'll have a home in there, a mansion in there.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah. Sure beats what we have now, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's not too bad what we got now.
Don't get me wrong. We're blessed. We're blessed.
We certainly are.
Yeah, you're not kidding. And so here, as we go out, and you know what's significant about that? That the Lord's throne will be there, and out from under that throne will flow rivers of living water.
Mm.
Now here's, this next one is an interesting verse here. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy, holy. Now, people were asking me during the Bible study, why would they call God terrible? Do you know the answer to that?
Maybe because we should be fearing God?
No. That same word in the Hebrew would be the same word that we use for awesome.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. And it's really, you know, it's not complicated. If people were to study that, they would, you know, realize that. But, yeah, it simply means awesome. It's great and awesome name. For it is holy. Now, it's an interesting thing here, right? Because we've got holy thrice here in the sense that he's a three times holy God. Two different ways. One, if you read verse 3, for it is holy, his name is holy. Then exalt you the Lord our God and worship him at his footstool. In verse 5, for he is holy. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you got his name is holy, God is holy, but then look over in verse 9. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. So now his holy hill is holy.
Mm-hmm.
And so here you got holy thrice. But what else, when we pray, when we baptize people, what holy name do we baptize them in?
In the Holy Spirit.
And the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three names.
Yeah.
You got holy thrice, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so verse 4 says this, the king's strength also loveth judgment and dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. So here now, his strength is in, now think about this just for a second, okay? What are three terms that describe God, the Godhead? Okay, you have, what are the three terms? He's omnipotent,
mm-hmm.
He's omniscient, and omnipresent.
Okay.
So if you take the omnipotent, that means all-powerful,
uh-huh.
Meaning that God has no limitations on ability, what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
Not just that alone is hard to wrap your head around.
It's mind blowing. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
yeah. He, and anything you can think of, he can do, and more so. Anything you can't even think of, you know, like it's literally mind blowing.
God could actually make those people at NBC, ABC, and CBS tell the truth if he wanted to.
He could. Yeah,
that would be. That would be amazing.
Wow. Right. Imagine turning on the news and hearing them actually spewing out the truth.
Yeah. Can you imagine it?
Whoa.
They would be so bewildered. Remember?
I would be bewildered. I'd be like, yeah. What is going on here? Is this bizarro world? What's going on?
Yeah. Remember Balaam? When Balaam wanted to curse Israel, but when the words came out of his mouth, they were blessing Israel.
Yes.
Yeah, and so here, so he goes on, it's, so you combine omnipotence with omniscience and omnipresence, that means he's all-powerful, he knows everything, and then...
he's always there.
Yeah, so now if you go over to verse 6, Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. See, that tells you and me, look, those guys messed up big time, right? And God still answered their prayers.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives a chance for you and me, huh? Especially
yes.
When it talks about Moses and Aaron. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar, and they kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. And that's what you and me are to strive to do, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's what we strive to do, yes.
Thou answerest them, O Lord our God. Thou was a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Do you know what he means by their inventions?
Maybe the, what am I trying to say? The works of their deeds, you know? Like
that's what? Exactly it. That's their evil deeds. That's yeah. Exactly right. Okay. Exalt thou Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for our Lord our God is holy. Now, you know, the Lord Jesus said over in Matthew chapter 7 that you got the narrow road and the wide road, the narrow gate and the wide gate. And he made it sure that those who took the narrow gate, they made it, you know, made it to glory. But he also said that in those days many will come to him saying, Lord, Lord, did I not cast out demons? Did I not heal the sick? And did I not do all of this in your name? Boy, does that sound like, who does that sound like to you today?
I'm not sure. What do you mean?
Well, no. What false preachers out there putting on, doing a lot of theater?
Oh, okay, yeah. Like, I honestly, I don't remember most of their names.
The prosperity movement, yes. Yeah. The word of faith movement. But Jesus said, depart from me, you that work iniquity, because I never knew you. Mm-hmm. I never knew you, huh? And today here, you know, God is speaking to us again. In numerous ways through his word. Now, here's the question. Again, he's speaking to us through his word right here. And the question is, are you spending more time in this or are you spending more time on Facebook or upon seeing? And, boy, I'm going to tell you, there were a few red faces when I asked that question when I was preaching a sermon.
And probably a couple of them had to put the phone away.
Yeah, well... I don't think they'd let me catch them doing that. And anyhow, so what's happening? But the events unfolding all around us. A few examples in my lifetime. Remember the Jews returned to Israel after 1,900 years in exile, just as they were. It's just exactly the way it was said they would. And then in May 1948, you remember, Israel once again become a nation. And that happened in my lifetime. Now, and then things that happened, and it's in God's word. Like, you remember Desert Storm in Iraq?
Yeah.
Well, what you saw during Desert Storm was the unsealing of the 91st Psalm. In fact, if you jump over to the 91st Psalm just for a minute, I'll show you. Now, remember something here. See if you remember. I followed that. We did it daily, every day on the radio. We went through it. And we read, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in him. Will I trust? Surely he shall deliver me from... Now listen, do you remember what Saddam Hussein was firing over towards Israel?
And those Scud missiles?
Scud missiles from Russia. And do you remember what they put in the nose cones of those missiles?
No.
They put biological and chemical warfare.
Ah, that's okay. Right, yeah.
Now listen to this next verse. Surely they shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. And here, now that's exactly what was in those nose comb, okay? Now the noisome was the sound of the rockets coming down, exploding. Now listen to this. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under thy wings shall they trust it. Shall thou trust. His trust shall be as a shield and thy buckler. In other words, remember all those weapons he fired towards Israel, but there was something that was intercepting those missiles. They were called Patriot missiles.
Yeah.
Now listen. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. If you look up, get your Webster's out, look up the definition of arrow. Do you know what the definition of arrow is?
A missile?
Guided missile, yeah. So it goes on here, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and this is exactly what happened to Saddam's army, and 10,000 at the right hand, but it shall not come nearly. That's exactly what happened there in Israel. And we witnessed it, didn't we?
Yeah, so, I was a youngster, but I do remember a lot of it. I mean, I was probably, when was that, like 89? So I was like about 12, 13 years old at that time.
And so here today, as we take a look at Psalm 2 and then Isaiah chapter 3 today, if you take a look at Isaiah chapter 3, verses 9 through 13, you know what it talks about? It talks about how that God is going to send the heathen, those on the left, he is going to send them for leaders. He's going to their leaders will be women and incompetent males. Now, he used the word child twice in that statement. One is for an actual child, but the other is for incompetent males. Now, think about this. The Democratic Party today, you got AOC screaming, you got Nasty screaming, you got
the squad, all of them.
The entire squad is screaming. Now you got this Crockett woman, and now the leftists, listen, they're going to fool us. The left is putting out that they're going to bet their money and try again for Kamala. They're going to back her for the president. Okay, but you see, we're not supposed to know that. We're supposed to think that, but they're going to find somebody else.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Come on, we're not that dumb. I mean, if they do, by all means, go for it. But
yeah, and so you know what they're going to probably do? They're going to put that out. My guess is they're going to go with AOC. That's my guess.
You okay. think? I think that's I think that's too crazy for them right now after that massive defeat they just took in November. I think it's all going to depend on what happens in 26, in the primaries in 26. What happens in that off-year election there when a lot of congressional seats will be up for grabs. It all depends on what happens there. If this trend continues where we're on right now and we don't get lazy and we don't fall asleep at the wheel and we continue to vote in better people and they take more losses, then I think they can't go crazy with AOC or Bernie or any of that crazy. They've got to find someone that at least appears more moderate.
Everything you said is true, but the main thing we have to do is we got to keep in prayer to the Almighty.
Absolutely.
We really have to keep in prayer to the Almighty. And then what we're seeing today, right unfolding before our eyes, remember in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, he tells you that seal up the book until the end times, Daniel, and all these things are going to happen. Well, we're seeing the unsealing of the book. And in Isaiah chapter 32, verses 9 through 13, when you see that, that was verses 1 through 8, I think, yeah. But anyhow, it was an amazing thing because you saw, it was Isaiah 32, he talks about the liberal. He talks about in the last days, and the interesting thing was how, you know, when that was written, the word liberal had a positive connotation. It meant someone who was generous with their own money, their own food, their own property. Today, a liberal is generous with other people's money, other people, and so
never their own.
Yeah, let me just read you very quickly here in Isaiah chapter 32. I'm going to start with verse 1. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. Okay, so the king that he's referring to is going to be the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. A man shall be as a hiding place from the wind and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Now, you know who the great rock in the weary land is, right? And the eyes of them that see. Now listen, this is taking place during the millennial kingdom when Jesus is sitting on his throne in the millennial kingdom. And the eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall not hearken. There's a lot of things in Scripture that we don't quite fully understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But during this millennial kingdom, we'll understand everything. It'll be clear. And have you ever had the time when you knew what you were trying to say? You were trying to but you couldn't find the right words to...
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he says, the eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerer shall be ready to speak plainly. Those are people that, like I said, have tried to often, they know what they want to say, they just can't get the right words.
Yeah.
And that happens to all of us, but some people, it's continual.
Yeah, plagues them sometimes.
Now listen to this, because now remember, this is now in the millennial kingdom. It says the vile person shall be no more called the liberal, nor the churl said to be bountiful. In other words, here now, remember, prior to the millennial kingdom, the last part was, remember, it's the church age.
Mm-hmm.
The vile person is called a liberal. Now, this was written 2,800 years ago, and at that time, the vile person wasn't called a liberal. But now, today, and it says, and the vile person shall be no more called a liberal, nor the churl said to be bountiful, for the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity, to practice hypocrisy. Does that sound like a Democrat?
It's 100%. It sounds like a Webster dictionary definition of a Democrat.
Yeah, to utter against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. The instruments of the churl shall be... The churl is a miser.
Mm-hmm.
He devises evil devices to destroy the poor with lying words, when the needy speaketh right. But listen, but the liberal devises liberal things. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And so, here today, the question is this. Are you a discerner of the times, or are you a la-la lander on Facebook? That's the question. I said all that to give you a heads up. God is speaking to us today. He is. The question is, Kenny, are we listening?
Mm-hmm.
So now going back to this, God demands obedience from Genesis to Revelation, the one thing more than anything else. And God deserves praise. Now, here, I thought for sure, after I preached his message yesterday, because after every sermon, after every message I preach, I always say, who's got a word of praise? And usually we get about half a dozen people. But everybody, every single person should have a word of praise, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And and so I thought, well, after this message, surely all the hands will go up. It didn't.
No?
No, a few more than normal. But there you go. And with that, I'm gonna stop right there and pick it up in Malachi 3, Lord's willing, tomorrow. So we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
The doctor did our dirty work, so now we pay the bill. Thought he solved our problem, but our life's a living hell. I toss and turn in bed at night, 'cause God, it's hard to sleep. In my heart and in my mind I hear a voice that says to me, you could have took me fishing, Dad. you could have taught me how to swim. I could have made you proud of me. Now I'll never have that chance. I could have been your little boy, standing right there by your side. I could have been your pride and joy. Daddy, did I have to die? I never thought of it as right or wrong, but I think about it now. Oh God, I'd give my life if I could just turn time back somehow. I'd let him live and watch him grow. Oh, I'd buy him everything, but now he won't need a ball or bat. He'll never play one game. You could have been my hero, Dad. You could have done what daddies do. You could have rode me on your back. You could have taught me to tie my shoes. I could have grown into a man. I should have had my chance at life. We could have been the best of friends. Daddy, did I have to die? God, the choice of life belongs to you. It wasn't hers or mine. And I know she feels the same way too. Sometimes I hear her cry. How can we ever be the same? Or live with what was done? Instead of these two broken hearts, God, we might have had a son. You could have been my hero, Dad. You could have done what daddies do. You could have rode me on your back. You could have taught me to tie my shoes. I could have been your little boy, standing right there by your side. I could have been your pride and joy. Daddy, did I have to die? Daddy, did I have to die?
For over 50 years, I've been in the battle, the pro-life battle against death, the most evil, wicked, ungodly, unclean evil upon the face of the earth, to kill the least of the brethren, the most innocent, the unborn. And Danny Ray, the fellow that just sang that song, he was one of those champions that would always come out and do whatever he could do to help us raise funds to continue fighting the ungodly, fighting the evil, fighting the wicked. And so Danny died a couple years ago, and I know he went home to be with the Lord. And very quickly tonight, I got a prayer request from a fella in New York. His wife, Sandy, they work together in the ministry, and he's asked if she's got cognitive decline. And so if you folks get out to join with me just for a minute so we can pray for Sandy. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I don't know Sandy, but she says she's saved. And so, Lord God, they're working together in the ministry, doing your work, Lord. So I would just ask, Lord, that you would touch her and give her a clear mind again, a clear mind, and the energy she needs to continue to run into that battle and fight the good fight, Lord, and in obedience to you. Now tonight we have, excuse me, I got to take a swig here. Yeah, there, my throat. In fact, I have that little spray bottle around here someplace for when you've been doing the radio 2 months.
You spray your throat?
Yeah, I spray my throat. Let me see if I can find
it. Is it like a chloroseptic spray or something to? Or is it just like water you spray in?
It's called Satori Vocal Rescue.
Huh. I've never heard of it.
I'm going to rescue my throat right now. I just rescued my throat. And so I should.
Yeah, you sound like you should win a Marconi Award.
Yeah. All righty. So now we have with us tonight Zach Knotts. Hey, Zach.
Hey, Pastor. How are you?
Good. It's been a while since I've heard from you, and now you're going to be going to trial on Friday, the 9th of this May 9th. Remind us all again what happened, because the death culture is out to get you. So tell us again what happened.
Sure. So my wife and I, every Saturday, we go to the Northeast Ohio Women's Center, so the abortuary that's in Cuyahoga Falls, and we stand for life, and we plead with mothers and fathers outside.
Is that where that beast Birkins is?
That's him. I've confronted him a few times since we last spoke. But on our third Saturday there, you know, we're doing our normal thing, pleading with mothers and fathers, and next thing I know, three squad cars show up, and they start talking to each other, and before you know it, I have an officer, a sergeant, come up to me and tell me to come with him, and I'm like, for what? You know, because I had no idea what they were talking about, and long story short, I was cited for disorderly conduct for, quote, being annoying or inconveniencing persons of ordinary sensibilities, which just means, you know, being annoying. So that's where we're at. The trial has been delayed probably six times while my attorneys with the ACLJ have been finding it, making motions to dismiss. That's been denied. So we're here finally coming to trial on May the 9th just for annoying somebody, essentially, is what it's for.
Well, you have the ACLJ. I've got a little problem here. You have the ACLJ as your attorneys, then?
Correct. Yes, sir.
They are very, very good. Jay Sekulo represented me some years ago, way back when we were both just got in the pro-life movement. So this is going to take place, and this is what, they rescheduled it like five times?
At least five times. It was in February, and then we asked for it to be moved so we could, you know, put a motion in to dismiss, and then we had to wait for the magistrate to rule and then for the judge to rule, and it's been moved one other time due to a conflict with the prosecution. So I think this is the fifth or sixth time that it was moved, but this Friday is when it's officially happening in Stowe, at the Stowe Municipal Court at 1 o'clock on Friday is when it's scheduled to take place.
Do you happen to have the address of that Stowe Municipal Court?
I do. It is, I know it's, let's see, it's 4400 Courthouse Boulevard in Stowe, Ohio.
4400 Courthouse Boulevard.
Yes, sir, in Stowe, and the zip code is 44224.
All righty. We have a lot of listeners in Stowe. So what we need is, you need to have a courthouse full of people to come out and support you, don't you?
I do, yes, sir. The Descorts, it was probably two or three weeks ago. They've been following my case, too, and they said that they plan on being there. So if I could have support, that would mean the world to me. We've texted all of our friends that are on the sidewalk with us on Saturday. A lot of them have said they'll be able to make it, but, you know, these Descorts are ruthless, and we've dealt with them so much more since the last time you and I have spoken, and it's been really difficult, but, you know, the Lord's planting seeds, and I trust the work that he's doing. But if they plan to be there, it would mean the world if we could have all the support for us to be there too.
You know, and those police, you know, that take these oaths, you know, I've got no respect at all, none, for any police officer, and let me tell you, I have respect. I have a lot of friends that are police officers. But anyone that would defend it would, for those people that are killing babies, to me, I've got no respect. There's no honor. I see no honor, no integrity. all I see is a cowardly act by those. Well, I'll call them cops, because I don't even want to call them police officer, that will come and defend when they know what you're out there doing. And so,
oh, right.
Well, see, yeah, that's so, the thing to me. Like, I mean, they're inside, they're murdering babies. You got arrested for being annoying, which is subjective anyways. Like, if we could just arrest people for being annoying, you know how many people I would have called on over to my last 48 years on this planet?
Yeah, I hear you. And so what we need to do right now is we need to get a lot of people out there with you, okay? Folks, the address of that is 4400 Court House in Stowe. Now, what we're going to do right now is we're going to pray, and all the folks all across the country, all you folks all across the country out there, listen, remember what the Bible teaches about prayer, okay? This is the time for you to step up to the plate, because God answers prayer. He answers prayer. Listen, believe me, trust me. You know, we just talked about Moses out there and Aaron, you know, and all of those people that the Lord heard and answered their prayers. So if you'll join with me, because we want a big turnout. Like, we want the presence of God. We want them to feel the presence of God there in that courthouse. We want them to fear, you know, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And we want the fear of God to be so strong that it will scare the hell out of those pro-deathers that are going to be there, those beasts, those animals that thrive off killing innocent children. So pray and join me. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just want to, I want to hold Zach up here and his wife at this time, and ask Father God, Lord, that you would be, that there would be such a presence, such a strong presence of your holiness, of the mighty Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, in that courthouse, Father God, Lord, that you would provide this present, Lord, that you would put the fear in that judge, you would put the fear in those police officers that they should be there, the ones that brought these charges, Father God, and you would put the fear in those wicked, evil pro-deathers that were there for killing the children. Lord God, that you would put the fear, that you would bring those wicked people to repentance. Bring those wicked, wicked people to repentance, Lord. And Father God, and Lord, that this court, this case would just be thrown right out of the court, be thrown right out. This is what we're asking now, in the name of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen.
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 So, all righty, Zach, well, listen, again, that's... I'm going to write this down, and I'm going to announce it during the week, all week long here. So,
I really appreciate it. It means the world, just having the support. I'm not nervous or anxious about it at all. I haven't been. I'm just ready to get it over with and see what happens. So the Lord's provided a wonderful defense. They've been in constant contact with me, and I know this is going to resolve in my favor at the end, even if it's on Friday or if it takes an appeal. You know, our ACLJ is prepared to go as long as it needs to. So I'm grateful to God for that provision, and just couldn't be more grateful for your support, your prayers, and for having me on. It really means the world.
I've been where you're at, but they've charged me with, you name it, criminal trespass. They tried to RICO me three times. Charged me with racketeering for saving babies, okay?
Wow.
And so, you name it, and they've tried it, and we want to praise God that we beat them every time. And so, anyhow, and in fact, the only time there was an appeal in Richard McMonagle's court, and it went to the appeals court, listen, three Democrats on the appeals court, and Linda Rockersog, who was the ACLU judge there, or the ACLU attorney, she turned later became their judge, they said to her, right in front of me, with me standing there, Linda, we want to give you the decision, but you haven't given us any law. Attorney Lynch has given us nothing but the law. So with three Democrats, we won the appeals 2-1. Now, wow. That only God could do that.
Amen. Amen to that.
Amen. So, all righty. Very good, Zach. You're welcome to stay with us if you want for the rest of the program. We got a lot of things, or if you want to go and listen to it on the radio or whatever, you're welcome to stay with us or go get some sleep, whatever.
I appreciate it. My daughter's been, we're in a phase where she's getting up and she has the fear of missing out and she's getting up and out of her room. So I might have to go have a talk with her so she goes back to sleep. But thank you for offering me to stay on, but I might have to go be daddy for a second.
Well, she's more important than me and Kenny.
Yeah, by far.
And a lot better looking, too.
Yes, I'm sure, by far.
All right. Thanks. God bless, Zach.
God bless y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you. All right, boy, I tell you, Ken, lots happening out there. President Trump is considering reopening Alcatraz.
Yes, he is.
I know a lot of people that should go there.
Yes. There are a lot of people that should go there. A lot of them are in Washington, D.C. right now.
Absolutely. And the other things happening out there. Now, the fake news media is trying to perpetuate a hoax. They're trying to promote this fake hoax that Donald Trump is planning to become a dictator. He is planning to become... Yeah, this is what they're trying to put out there. And now, if you've seen AOC, Alexandria Crazy, what is
Alexandria Crazy Cortez.
Cortez, yeah. she's doing some, she thinks she belongs to the wide world of wrestling or whatever. So she's daring Tom Holman, maybe like in a cage match or something, to come and arrest her. She wants him to come and arrest her because she wants to be the martyr.
Mm-hmm.
That she said that was sealed. She, you know, she saw something. She said, you know what? They went after Trump and they even tried to kill him, and that put him in the White House.
Yep.
When they're going after him, so maybe it'll work for me. I don't think so, because the same people that got Trump elected are going to be working as hard as they can to make sure that you go back, you go to jail where you belong too, because you're working. The chief's working with terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
They're working with the drug dealers that are killing children, with the human traffickers. AOC is telling them how they can get out, get away from being arrested. She is an enemy of the state. She's an enemy of the people.
It's treason.
She's committing high treason. AOC should be arrested. And Holman should go after her.
And we should never see her again.
Yeah, that's true.
That in a fair and just society, that's what would happen. Now, what'll actually happen, I don't know. But as far as her being targeted and helping with poll numbers, I don't think that's going to work for her. Not the way it did for Trump.
No, not at all.
Because there's a difference between being unfairly targeted and being justly targeted.
As far as a candidate goes, I mean, now I'm saying this not to be mean or nasty or anything, just AOC intellectually is not that deep.
No.
She'd do about as good as Joe Biden did in a debate against Trump.
I would love to see a debate between her and Kamala.
Oh,
it'd be like the classic line that we are all now dumber for listening to that.
That, yeah, that would be. Oh,
that, can you imagine
the lack of it?
We get Biden as the moderator. There we go.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, what's her name? God. I guess it really came out, I'm trying to remember her, Jen Psaki.
Yes.
Finally, all that's coming out about she knew all along. She knew everything, and she kept it quiet about Joe Biden's mental condition.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she got caught. All of this stuff, it's all coming down on them, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's sad. They really need to apologize to the country for allowing that to go on and for using that as an excuse to abuse the power. Who was running that auto pen? That's what I want to know, because it wasn't Joe Biden.
No. I mean,
was it Jill? I mean, she was running cabinet meetings.
The last cabinet meeting he had, she headed it up for
him.
Yeah. Yeah. Here. And you know what else is happening now? The fake news media, they have a plan out there. Mm-hmm. And here's this thing. Now, somebody went and put, and I think I know who it was that did it. It was them, the fake news media, went and put pictures of Trump with papal regalia. And in other words, all dressed up like the Pope.
Yeah.
They put that up everywhere, all over the internet. And so, and I really believe that the fake news media did it themselves. And so now the idea was, the conspiracy was, to get all the Catholics angry at Trump.
Oh, now they're going to be angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. After what we saw with the Olympics, now all of a sudden the fake news media is going to be with fake righteous indignation.
Well, what's going to happen? What they're actually doing is they're insulting the intelligence of real Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Real Catholics are saying they really think we're stupid enough to believe this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just ask them, they'll tell you. So it seems like the fake news media has got a attention for destroying itself, right?
Yeah, well, they just don't know any better. They think so highly of themselves that they overlook the simplest things.
Yeah, and I get a charge out of these that want to debate Trump, and cleans their clock every time, but they never learn. So this last one I saw, she was trying to do it. She was under orders. She had to ask these questions, but she wanted to do it in a way that was like the hope, well, please don't beat me up, right? But when you ask questions and you make accusations or insinuations like this, Trump lets you have it, doesn't he?
Yes, absolutely. He sees through it, and he's not going to let you get away with it.
Now, you know who's really suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, worse than ever?
Who now?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, yes.
She moved over to Ireland to get away from Trump, but all she could talk about is Trump. And so she's been confused, and she's saying that Trump has dementia. And so Rosie is confusing Trump
with Biden. Yeah.
And I think maybe Rosie might be getting dementia or something.
She might be. I mean, if Trump even had the slightest bit of dementia, we would have seen it by now, because he does so many press conferences that it would have slipped by now.
Yeah. And
he doesn't duck the media at all like Biden did.
Well, she said that the evidence was clear that Trump could not, he stumbled, stuttered when he tried to pronounce anonymous. And so that's according to her, a clear indication. Have you ever heard me stuttering? I've stuttered on a number of words at times.
Yeah, well, we know you've lost it years ago.
Yeah. And so now today something happened. Well, not today, over the weekend. AOC was heckled by guess who? Her own progressive communist anti-American protesters heckled her. And you know what they said? They called her a liar. They said, "You're lying.
Wow.
You're lying." And so
what were they referring to, or was it anything specific?
No, the only thing I could that they showed, I picked it up off of Fox News, and they were showing how she was out there and she was making statements that I probably had to do with the illegal aliens or whatever. That's what she was talking about, you know, and of course Trump. And her own people started heckling her. And so
That was
interesting. And so,
well, eventually they eat their own.
Yeah.
Evil always turns upon itself.
Well, that's what happens. It does. And you're going to see, remember, within the collective, if you can bring someone who's got standing in the collective, if you can bring them down, betray them, that adds to your stock, okay? Mm-hmm. And so that could be interesting, like you said, between AOC and Kamala. And I think they would eat. I think both AOC and Kamala would probably actually make short work out of this Crockett woman. What do you think?
Oh yeah, big time.
Yeah.
I mean, but then again, I don't know. I mean, between the three of them, it'd be like the Three Stooges having a debate.
Yeah.
It would certainly be comical.
Well, that is very clearly Isaiah chapter 3. That is what we're seeing taking place. Now, Trump has made an offer to the president of Mexico to send our troops, our army down there to undo the drug cartels.
I saw that, and I think she declined, though, didn't she?
Yeah, she declined, but she said it's because of their sovereignty. You don't suppose, do you, that a lot of those drug cartels are paying off a very high-ranking government?
Oh, big time.
And that's right, and you don't suppose that some of those, if captured, some of those leaders in the drug cartel could roll over and drop a dime on high-ranking officials?
Well, that too, and I'm sure they've probably infiltrated security measures that they have there as well. You know, it's got to be pretty bad there. I mean, we think it's bad here. Imagine there.
Yeah. But she has to understand this because, you know, those people, that fentanyl is killing people. And if it got bad enough, and it could be, Trump wouldn't ask permission. He would just send in the special forces and take them out.
That's probably what he's going to need to do, yeah. Unfortunately.
I know we're coming up to a break, aren't we? Okay, well, folks, we're going to be back right after this. And then I got, we got a clip. You got to hear this clip. You got to hear it. It's like what we told you. Be right back with more. Don't go away.
Fight the fight. Fight the lie. We are there. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.